With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is celebrating the passage of his landmark budget package. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On the eve of Independence Day, the president told a crowd in Iowa that there could be no better birthday gift for America.
When Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again.
The president claimed the legislation will turn the U.S. into a rocket ship.
This bill includes the largest tax cut in American history, the largest spending cut in American history.
The package also includes more than $1 trillion in cutbacks to Medicaid, health care, and food stamps. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court has agreed to examine a case on transgender students' participation in school sports.
The justices say they'll review lower court rulings in favor of transgender athletes in Idaho and West Virginia. The issue has sparked a nationwide debate as legislative and legal battles are launched. More than 24 states have enacted laws restricting males who are living as females from participating in certain sports. Some of these laws have been blocked in court. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump is in Iowa this evening celebrating his victory in the House with his budget bill. President Trump says,
very simply, the one big beautiful bill would deliver the strongest border on earth, the strongest economy on earth, the strongest military on earth, and ensure the United States of America will remain the strongest country anywhere on this beautiful planet of ours.
President Trump spoke at the Salute to America celebration in Iowa tonight. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 344 points, the Nasdaq rose 207, the S&P advanced 51. This is SRN News. A warning from Dr. Ben Carson.
The former Republican presidential candidate says the fact that America's political and cultural landscape is chaotic is not a coincidence. During an interview on the Alan Jackson podcast, Carson says spiritual forces are at work, adding, quote, the Bible says in the latter times this is what's going to happen. He also urges Christians to be about the work of the gospel no matter what's going on in the country, seeking to, quote, save as many as possible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The University of Pennsylvania has changed three female athletic records set by swimmer Leah Thomas, a man living as a woman. The school says it will also apologize to female athletes it says were disadvantaged by Thomas's participation on the women's swimming team. The moves are part of a resolution of a federal civil rights case that found the school violated the rights of female athletes. This is SRN News. A declaration against slavery is recovered in Massachusetts.
The long-lost document proclaims opposition to the practice by New England Baptist ministers. The nearly 180-year-old scroll is dated March 2, 1847, 14 years before the outbreak of the Civil War, signed by 116 New England ministers who said they disapprove and abhor the system of American slavery. The document was considered lost forever after fruitless searches at Harvard and Brown universities and elsewhere. Found by a volunteer searching the American Baptist Archive, the issue of slavery would prompt some Southern Baptists to split from Northern Baptists and from the Southern Baptist Convention. George Williams reporting.
Three people remain in critical condition after a plane crash at a small New Jersey airport. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.